come off the same pad.
Yes, come off the same pad.
Oh, the numbering, the number.
Number at top. In the same pad.
It's a consecutive number.
Yeah.
How weird.
Probably worth a lot of money.
Yes.
I once bought 4 1-pound stamps from the end of the road and discovered a real smudge or funny on one of them, and took them up to the stamp place off the Strand, having phoned first. And yeah, didn't want to know. No way was I making my fortune. I've got a lot of signing all over it, have I? It's going to look absolutely gorgeous by the time I've finished it then, isn't it? How many copies to the bank? Redfern.
Lovely letter. But you didn't have to do it on your letterhead, and I'm really grateful. It's such a relief not to have to ask you anymore for it, so thank you for doing that. As far as I know, it's New Delhi and Bombay are asking for it. I don't think Calcutta and Bombay has been so long. I'm personally very, very grateful to you. Thank you for doing that. And it comes all over, which is great. Yeah. I hope so. I hope so. Okay, thanks a lot, Bill. Bye. He's quite a nice old dear, really.
Yes, he's not a bad old stick, but it's terribly difficult to actually fathom, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't think he's as thick as he comes across to be sometimes.
Did he say his name's not William?
Oh, he said he prefers to be called Liam or something. So on.
Oh, what, without the W? Because his initial is W.
Yes, yes. He is William. There are 16 of the item outstanding on this order. 8 required on this order. And he says they haven't quite tested 8 yet. Some have been have passed tests, but they haven't quite got to 8 yet. So.
That was the one that was due today.
Yes, yes. He said they may well have done sufficient of them by Monday.
But it sounds as though everything's going.
He says the rest of it's on schedule.
Oh,
he's looked at it in the last couple of days. So he said within another week or so, he's hoping the whole darn lot will be there.
Good.
Goody, goody, goody. Woof, woof, woof. I can see exactly what this guy means at Syrah about anything in laboratories, because the range of stuff in these magazines is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. So I think what I'll do is contact one or two British companies with probably way out stuff and just see if they're set up in Japan. We have, thank you, dear. Susan looked after us very nicely. Yes, yes, all is well.
I've got the bits. They're a little darker than the dress, so I don't need the
what bits? Oh, you mean the lining for the wedding, the bridesmaid dress? That's the outer one.
That's the
one.
Lining. And
that's the lining.
That's the
net.
That's the outer one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's going to be near enough match. I have a great problem.
It's the right tone.
Well, this was it, and I put underneath.
Is the net going underneath?
The net goes underneath
as well.
Oh, yeah. It's all underneath.
Common.
This is the top.
This is the one. So it's a sort of net petticoat with a...
The net is just to stiffen it.
Yeah. Oh yes, in fact, if anything, it's going to give just to it more depth. To that.
Well, I felt that it was better than having white net.
It's very nice to use.
And the bridesmaids, the little bridesmaids' dresses, are this colour and this colour. It's a print. It's a Laura Ashley fabric. And so I thought it was better to go for the darker than something bluey.
Mm.
It's awfully hard. I mean, it's really tough to get the right
colour. Well, I think you know a colour until you try to.
And the one I actually picked out when she measured it off, she only got 3 yards and I needed 4.5. So she said, I'm sorry, so I got the next nearest. I just cannot waste any more time.
When is the wedding?
August the 10th. But if I don't do it at half term, it wouldn't be...
Well, poor if I'm Veronica's going on holiday or something of that
no,
sort.
No, she's been.
Oh, has she?
She's been.
Ah, good.
But she's also got lots of other...
Yes.
...weddings.
...similar things on.
Yes.
But we have books with her. She knows it's coming, but I want her to be able to start when she wants to start.
Rather than
not be hanging on And also there's all the sitting being around for Benedict's exams and trips to Barnstable and all the other things.
What style is the dress? Is it long?
No, the little ones are. Suzanne's is going to be 3/4 and it's got a full skirt with an over panel. It's got frills in the back of the skirt and it's got an over panel over it. It's hard to describe, but it is pretty.
Yes,
and the neck is just slightly on the edge of the shoulder. Suzanne's
mm-hmm.
got a frill and no sleeves, and the little ones have got puff sleeves and high neck. They had that particular one because the two little girls, sisters, Anna wanted to be bridesmaids with Layla, have just been bridesmaids and had these dresses, and Anna thought the colour was so pretty, so she went into Laura Ashley and got one on sale, because it was last year's stock,
yeah,
for Layla, for £7.
Oh gosh, she wouldn't have done better than that, would she?
They didn't have anything in Susanna's, in adult sizing.
Mm.
So they chose this fabric as being the right colours and the same type of fabric as Anna's dress.
I'm sure it'll look lovely. Is it, I mean, if you've got grown-up bridesmaids and little ones, you would expect to see them in different dresses, wouldn't you?
I rather suspect that are you concerned about the strong colour of the net? I suspect that when it's a single thickness, the strong colour won't be as strong as that.
Anyway,
no. Is it really? It's just a puffer, is it?
Veronica said if you can't get anything that's the right colour, get white. The white looks so starkly different.
Yeah.
Would you believe there's an advert in here for Brookfield Viscometers? Remember I went into Bromley to get that?
Yes.
American name and address and rang them up.
That was before we found
them
with Michael
Bean's,
wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was. Is that why we were looking for them, to dig them out?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So it would have worked?
Yes. If I'd spent half an hour looking through, as I am now. Have you a thrilling weekend ahead of you?
We're dining with Richard and Helen tomorrow. With Phil and Derek.
Mm-hmm.
They play a game, I think that's been
committed. Well, I've got to go and play croquet, but apart from that, got to go and get another crate of Sam's.
A fairly packed weekend then, really.
Yes. Did you see the piece in the paper this morning? Kew Garden says, don't water your plants, we don't.
No.
Yeah. There is no water, so don't use it. Funny old business. What? Well, I've heard it before that the plant roots curl up to the surface to meet, rather than digging down deep and heading for the goodies that way.
It makes them look awful. The trees die, I'm afraid, because I'm conifer.
It died from being watered.
Lack of.
From lack of water, yes. Well, I did too. Our rosemary. To Noreen's distress.
She loves the rosemary too. It's a great big thing.
very interesting that for hyper-accurate barometers, they still use mercury. And these are real test barometers. When you see Di, will you mention that heavy-duty office?
I'm seeing her at lunchtime, actually. So
Di?
I'm taking Kate over to Annabelle's, and Di's taking her down to the coast.
Oh, right.
To do some research work for the GCSE
map. Very good. Very good.
But we want that style.
We want that seal-it style, as opposed to the...
Yes,
forks.
One that bends over.
Right, we do indeed. Yes, a closing staple. A staple closer. Not just a staple gun. Mm. It's really rather curious how, although David was happy to give me the names of these various lab magazines, lab equipment things, he was very chary of sending me a copy of his own production. So, what's the temperature inside a domestic wood burning stove, Linda? Come on.
3 inches.
Not 25 pounds, one or the other.
There is a fuel advisory service, isn't there?
There is a fuel advisory service. I wonder if they call themselves that, or the British Fuel Advisory Service, or something ghastly. There's the, yes, National Coal Board have got their British Heating Council or something of that sort, I think. Le Fruit de Mer, seafood restaurant. Now, what about fuel? Come on, concentrate, boy. Fuel.
Is it the beef fat or the fat? That's the question. Fuel advisory board, isn't it?
Yes, it's certainly not fuel. Now, what was it? Let's try British. We have it probably in more than one place, but there's no guarantee that it'll be there if you actually manage to. No British fuel. British heating. British Coal Pension Fund.
Yeah.
I can't really ring up British Coal to say, what about wood stoves, my friends? British Coal Customer Services. British Coal North America. Oh. Just look under heating. Heating Advisory Service, or something of that sort, perhaps. Heating Advice Consultancy, Sidcup. My goodness me.
I doubt that they're going to give you any free advice.
No, they're going to sell you a gas wavy on the wall stove, I think.
We did have quotations from Wood Burning Stove.
Yes, we did.
And they must have
That was an awfully long time ago, wasn't it? Let's have a quick shuffle in Kelly's.
I think it's the Coal Advisory Service, yeah.
Yes,
quite right.
Stoves are wood burning.
Wouldn't your customer register?
On the basis of the huge attempts I've made to get very little information and the lack of success in getting information out of them, no, I don't think so. Portugal.
Oh,
God help us. Stove, log stroke, wood burning. I could ring them up and say, I'm in touch with your competition in Portugal. Yes, it probably does, but it may be scientifically possible to say wood under ideal circumstances, maximum temperature would be so and so. So that you would have to allow for those ideal circumstances and maximum temperature. But I have seen a coke stove, cast iron coke stove with a chimney going up to the ceiling, in the dark, absolutely glowing, bright, bright red.
Argos. I've seen an entire kitchen going red from an Argo.
Really?
Because I left slightly ajar the bottom door.
Oh, splendid.
And the fridge was red, everything was red.
Where was that? Oh, right. Yes. I have noticed our fridge door being open rather more than it, you know, just somehow or other not properly closed. Squiffy when it first arrived.
isn't it? Green Tom Products Limited.
Green Tom?
Fume extraction engineers.
The other people listed are in Exeter. Stay here if I were you, Dick. Somebody was holding the door shut. It wouldn't push open on the end of the nose as usual. But it startled the dog. Absolutely no idea, Linda. I haven't taken them out for anything. Yes. Did I send a message to them? I didn't send a message. No, I'm sure I didn't send a message chasing them and saying how about a fresh order or whatever. No. No. I can't think why we can't find them. Why you can't get it. Out on the stimulant today, Linda. Oh, you're running Kate across, yes. Yes, yes. So she's flitting around here and there, yes. I don't know which school the girl next door goes to, but she's doing her A-levels, and her term's already finished. Well, officially, she is not at school anymore.
No, I mean, this was a true assignment within 2 weeks. She will be officially not at school anymore. Mm. What am I to do?
Was in where?
Miller Farm.
Has that got its own file still? Good heavens. It's rather a long time, isn't it? Well, yes, of course, we'll clear out the file drawer, but then we've got to find somewhere else to put the blessed stuff, haven't we? Warm, the Wood Burning Association of Retailers and Manufacturers.
Thank you.
Who screwed it up? Not in there either. Damn it. Oh, right, yes. Yes, okay. I'm getting fed up with this. Any progress? It is so darned difficult to decide the ones that are going to turn into anything. Most of them don't, do they? It's odd the ones that do sometimes.
It might just be worth asking the question of the guy who's inquiring. He might be able to give you an answer fairly swiftly. We must need to know it for other reasons, I would thought.
Yes, that's a good point. It is a good point.
Right, I will see you.
Good. Bon appetit.
I have time to bon appetit.
Oh, I should make it if I were you.
I'll see you later.
Yes, sure. All right, yes.
Well, I didn't think of it because it's lurking.
Yes.
See you later.
Ciao.
It's like winter out there.
Oh, dear.